love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam, hands-free, from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
What'd he do?
What's going on, everybody?
Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes, you can follow me at Justin Fulgoni on Instagram. Or all platforms, people, really.
I am the great underscore do.
You do it better than me, but go ahead.
No, I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me on Instagram. Or you can find us both. At the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
Woo-woo!
Please hit the like.
And the subscribe button. It is easy and not hard.
And the notifications, if you would, please. Appreciate everybody. Snot all of you.
You know what I mean? Snake you.
All of you.
Snot you.
Not you.
Yeah.
Appreciate most of you.
All of you.
Who riding with us.
Yeah, man. You know what? People that have been riding from us from the beginning.
Right.
Rocking it. Sending gifts. Sending comments.
Boy.
Man.
This beard is for you.
F his beard. I'm gonna be here because I'm hating because my beard didn't grow like that. I had patches. It took a long time to grow in. I had Juicy Fruit and TikTok in my beard, okay, just so I can look good for everybody, okay? And this dude's beard, he shaves his beard and it grows back like poof. And that's some bull spit. You hear me? That's some bull spit.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trust, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, put them on.
Okay. Hello, Joe.
Hey, you know what, Joe? Even though you know we do the podcast, we appreciate you coming live on air as we do the podcast. Thank you so much for being a guest, actually.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, is Corey Sheen hanging on National Television?
Well, of course.
Oh, okay.
Ashy. We're doing Ashy Larry episode today.
Y'all doing what episode?
The Ashy Larry episode.
Oh, okay.
So I'm glad you're a guest.
Look, he keeps...
I'm over here by y'all house.
All right, you live on the air, and
yeah, don't worry, I'll bleep that. Don't worry, I'll bleep that out. My address. Don't worry. I'll bleep out where I'm living.
I got you.
How's the weather out there?
Lies.
Lying, motherfucker.
It's like,
this motherfucker said 90 degrees.
It's like 12.
What is wrong with him?
Maybe 8 degrees.
He said it is 90 degrees and it's really like below zero. What is wrong with him?
Yeah, snot hanging down his nose.
Yeah, he has snot hanging out his nose, talking about his 90 degrees. What is wrong with you?
That's how y'all feel,
really? It's cold, my friend.
Yes, buddy, it is cold.
It's cold. It's cold, and that provides snot.
When it is cold, it makes snot.
Have you seen my nose? It's snotty.
It is most important when it is cold that you have tissue because the snotty
okay,
runs.
But this is the thing, Corey. I'm over here, just say somewhere. Bleep this out. And I forgot what you said.
You need help? Are you asking for 911 right now? You need help?
I'll send you the demographics, bro. All right?
All right.
Okay. Bye now. Bye now, buddy.
He trying to make a sale?
No,
He's not tired.
Yeah, he's in the area. He wants to be a guest on the show, but I informed him. I said, hey, I said, Joe, everybody that comes on the show, they are comedians. They have stage time.
They're doing something,
and they have stage time. I mean, even though he is a very funny guy.
See?
He's a very funny guy.
I don't know why I went to see. I went to Spanish. but go ahead.
I don't know. He's a very funny guy. And he wants to be on the show so hard. But, you know, I shoot him the address. He has something for me, and I have something for him.
Oh, he wants to come?
He's been trying to come. But I told him, I said, you must be a comedian. You got to do comedy if you want to be on the show.
Yeah.
You got to do comedy. if you want to be on the Midnight Paco podcast, you must be comedy.
Yes.
You got to do comedy at least... stage maybe 34 times.
At least the resume has changed because we've let people on and they just quit. I love them all.
Well, it must be at least 34 times.
34 times.
I don't know why I said 34, but I think that's a good number, 34.
Is that a good?
You have to be on, if you want to be on the Midnight
and then
Paco.
Stop? Or continuing.
Well, if you are on the stage for about 34 times.
Don't give that. No, that's a low bar.
34 is low?
Now it is.
Okay. Like for us, if we did 34.
Because somebody can do like that in like a week.
Well, you know what, to be honest with you.
If they go to an open mic and then bounce and go to open mic and bounce and go to open mic and bounce.
They can hit 34 real quick.
Quick. And they can't get on the podcast like that.
Absolutely not. I mean, everybody that's been on the podcast, they put in work. I've seen them put in work. So,
and we're still putting in work.
We're putting in work.
I'm just saying, you got to put in work. And then just because you're going 34, don't mean.
Oh, 34 is just a number I made up just on the spot.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying.
You can't put, because people are like, hey, you know how many times I've been up stage?
I've been on for 34 times.
Where's my invite? No, yeah. You can't do that shit, man. Well, so no, look, what I'm saying is, it's a process. I got my glasses. Hold on.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to be completely honest with you, like,
100%.
You know, don't take offense if we haven't asked you to be on the show. A lot of people that's been on the show, I've asked personally. Justin asked, they wanted to be on the show.
Yeah.
It's you know, we have guests, and it's not every week.
No.
We do have a list of people that we need to get on.
Yeah, oh, it's backfilled, too.
Yeah, it's
that's
backfilled. So it's like, you know, I come to people, I introduce it to them. They say they'll do the show. We still got to get people on the show. There's still some people that I want on the show that I'm fans of their comedy.
Right.
And because I haven't mentioned it or came to you, that doesn't mean I don't mess with you or Justin doesn't mess with
you.
We just have a long list of people. But I will say, this is something that I will say. I will say the Midnight Paco train goes forward,
Forward. Okay.
Meaning if we came to you and yeah, we don't go backwards.
Wow. No second chances. I like putting him on the spot a little bit. I get it. Hey, man.
Hey, well, like
no,
I say.
No. We'll put it like this. It's not even that. It's how. Sometimes it's how you respond. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I say we go forward. We don't go backwards. Like, look here. Look here.
Oh, I know that rap. I should probably insert, but I probably won't. But that'd be awesome.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey.
I forget what episode that was.
We'd be like, yo.
That was a good moment. That was a good moment.
You know,
yeah, I love that. That's when we came in flowing. It was a good flow.
I just, you know.
Hey, yeah. You know. No, I hear you, man.
Midnight Paco train comes through your town, and we be like, yo. And if you be like, oh, ta ta pa ta pa boom ba, and no pa ka ta pa pa pa, and I be like, okay, yeah, we'll get you in, but yeah, that train has passed.
Yeah, and you got to follow.
It's all good.
I ain't gonna put criteria out there. Hey, dog. You know, life. We did some comedy.
Absolutely, we did some comedy tonight.
Yes, we did.
We were at the, you know, the
rabbit hole.
The rabbit hole. Shout out to
Jacob Bunny.
Jacob Bunny for letting us perform at the rabbit hole. Shout out to you,
Hatfields.
Actually, at Hatfields, and this is like Hatfields is. It's winding down.
Winding down. He told us, he announced.
It's over with.
It's going to be done with.
This was week number 4, and I think he got 3 more times.
I think 4 more after this.
4 more after this, and it's over with. So can't call all me, the people that's in the Cleveland, Ohio, Akron, Canton, in the area of Hatfields.
Get there.
Get there, man. Support
the comedy scene.
The comedy scene. It's a great mic. It's cool. Jacob Bunny is a cool host. He sticks by the list.
Right.
He's not one of those individuals that will bump you for his homies or something like that.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Those are the mics that we don't show up at.
Yeah. I can't get down with those types of crowd because you gotta have respect for the craft, and the craft is you show up, you get on the list. You go by the list.
You go by the list. And that's one of the things that I do. I ask people, like, but do you go by the list?
Right.
They be like, yeah, we got a list. I'm like, no. Do you go by that list? Granted, look, I'm not going to act like I'm this or that, but I know if Dave Chappelle shows up, Donnell Rollins shows up, Joe Rogan shows up, Tony Hinchcliffe shows up, anybody shows up, I'm going to get bumped. Okay, I get it.
I'll tell you some names in Cleveland, but I guarantee you they show up. People think they should get bumped, and I don't think they should.
No, and you know what? It has happened, and that's why you don't see Cool C at those mics. If you ever wonder why you don't see Cool C at those mics or you don't see Justin Fuller at those mics, it might be because, you know, I like to surround myself with people that genuinely enjoys and respects the comedy game. And I wanted to make sure before I said this that, you know, like I was in it for a while. I'm not saying I've been in it for a while.
Oh, no, we're
young.
It's
been like over 3 years, but it's still, I still feel the same as I did in the beginning.
100%.
Like, if I sign up.
You felt it today a little bit, but go ahead, say what you're going to say.
If I felt like, you know, if I sign up for, and I'm like number 5 or 9 on your list, and I end up going on 13, 12, 14, like, yeah, I'm not coming back.
Oh, yeah. It's a one and done.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, especially it all depends. Like I said, if there's a lineup of killers and they all come up and slay, but we all know most of the time it's people's friends that they just let in. They say, oh, yeah, they show up whenever the fuck they want and disrespect mics. So they just pop in and then they go up, you know, in front of people who've been there for hours. We've dealt with that type of shit. I ain't down with none of that. But tonight was not one of those nights. Tonight was one of the good nights, you know, where people came in. Even when they came in late, they went up, let them know. They put them on the list and they went accordingly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, put your address in there.
You were showing me something.
No. Even with that being said, it's like, Yeah, it has to be a respectful mic. I mean, basically, we're grown men. Everybody that's out that late, you know, are grown people, and you have to have respect of their time. And yeah. and by me being the person that actually ran a room, don't put me in that position to, like, bump people for you. Respect me enough to respect my order and my time and right. the mic that I'm running.
Well, that's what it is, too. It's one of those things that respect the people. If that's your boy, respect his time and respect his position where he's at, because you know what he's trying to do.
That's don't put me in a position to be yeah. a jerk like that. Yeah, I mean, that's yeah. just not cool. Right, and that's right. like, you know, I don't know, but that's...
That's just our experience in dealing. And I guarantee everyone else who's young in the game who's been dealing with it, I guarantee they've gone to a certain spot and it's been, you know, the same way. You know, they've dealt with somebody at a mic who's been the gatekeeper of sense. You know what I mean? Like, no, I ain't run things like this and blah, 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 blah.
So normally on Wednesday nights we go to...
Funny Stop.
Funny Stop. Tonight yeah. we went to Hatfields.
Yeah.
And... I mean, to me, the atmosphere, the vibe is everything to me. It was a crowd full of comedians.
All comedians.
All comedians. Nothing but comedians. But I felt like I was able to.
Well, hold on. He says crowd. Let's say 10. Set the mood right.
I mean, to me, it was like a perfect opportunity for me to work on the new stuff or introduce a couple of new jokes. Just
perfect.
To see,
perfect opportunity.
Just to see how
that.
They work.
Yeah.
I tried out a couple of...
good ones?
I thought they were cool.
I like it. Thank I know you. It's... Yeah. It's the best thing is you got it out of your mouth. Pause. But now you get to hear it and tweak it.
Hear it, tweak it, do what I could do, add to it, yep. take away, say it this way, say it that way. But I was definitely trying to. You know.
I grabbed one gem out of the set for the most part.
For yours or mine?
Yeah, for mine. You know, mm-hmm. Just going up there, like, I did new, you know. Stuff I've done only a couple times. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's rough.
This is what I think about your performance. It's like when you go up on stage and you're relaxed, you're relaxed enough. And you, I know you were so against like talking to the crowd and audience, but it's like.
It's good.
I think it's good.
I know.
It's good. It's like, you know, you do it. You seem comfortable.
Yeah.
It's relevant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not irrelevant, but it's like, okay, like you always say, well, is that going to help my special? No, but it's like,
no.
You could have a special, but, you know, if you interact.
This not, craft, it helps.
Yeah, it helps. Just to, like, if somebody came to see you.
To talk to them.
Oh, no, they just came to see you live after seeing your special.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
The fact that you're interacting or saying and looking at the mother, you know, looking at the people.
Yeah.
Like, okay, he's a real person. He's not a hologram. He's not on TV. Look, it's going to be, you're going to know, okay, you paid to come see me. I'm going to give you what you paid for, especially if you sit in the front.
Right.
I'm going to look at you. I'm going to interact with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to. It's going to be a good show.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a part of my show. Not saying that right. I'm including you in the show.
Right.
And I want you to keep talking back.
Slow down.
Yeah, like, no, not it's not that, but it's like, wow, you know, I went to go see Justin Fuller and he was looking and talking to me.
Right.
Man, I enjoyed myself.
No, I agree 100%. And it's more or less because, like, in those settings, you're not expecting anything.
No.
So it's one of those deals where you go up and you're just like, It's hard when you're in a crowd, when there's a crowd, to go up with that same mentality.
No, it's not.
A little bit.
No.
I got to work on it. I'm getting there.
It's the same thing, man.
But doing it like this helps you get in that mindset. So this.
Yeah, but you should be. I mean, like.
So what I'm saying. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, some of the best performances I've seen you do.
Yeah.
Is when you were like.
100%.
Like, you know.
Not giving fucks.
Well, not, it's not like not giving a fuck, but you like. A lot of times. You stick into the script.
Scripted.
And you stick to the script and you don't go off strip,
yep.
script.
Yep.
But when you like. You go ad-lib. Up there, ad lib, yeah. ask some questions, and right. rip into it. Even if it's an introduction to your set,
right?
I mean, how you get into it? It's like I like it. I like the way you move. I like the you seem relaxed, and it makes a better performance to me.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm working on. That's why I need to be. But these environments help breach that. Mm-hmm. You know, it helps break through those barriers a little bit. I guess you can say. Case in point, like I said, when we went out tonight, 100% honest, I told you, I'm like, I know what this night's going to be. It's going to be 10 motherfuckers, all comics. You know, because sadly enough, last time we were there, what, 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago?
About two.
Two and a half, at least.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there was actually people there mm-hmm. to watch.
Right.
As well as comics. Yeah. So, I mean, shit, last time we were there, it was like 20 people, I think, at least.
It was a lot of people. Yeah, I don't think, like, it was one time we went there and I didn't even get it. What, did you?
I might, yeah, I did. That was, yeah, and it ran out, whatever the case. But, yeah, there was more people. So, going out tonight, I knew what to expect. So, when we got there, and then when I got there and I was the only motherfucker, I was there first. Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm like, okay. But, so I had to change my mindset. Like, okay, well, you know, we're trying to do big things in the future, little moves. So in my mind, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to work on my this. I'm going to do this, make sure I at least get this. You know what I mean? Because when you're doing some stuff, you got to figure out what your best is, you know what I mean, material-wise. But, so then when, you know, we went upstairs and all the comics were there, and when... Shout out to Jacob for even saying that. Hey, you see these settings. These are those times to riff.
Yeah.
And to try new stuff. And you were like, look, try new stuff. And I'm like, okay, switch mindset. You know, what have I been working on? What do I need to kind of add? You know what I mean? So that's basically what it was. And it was just in those settings where it's like, I kind of don't really care, you know, and it's, you know, it's easier. And then when you go up and somebody was talking to somebody, and then, yeah, like talking to a dude about stepkids, and you know what I mean? That kind of, it was fun. Like you said, has nothing to do with anything, but in that setting, in most of the shows, and that's what I'm trying to grasp, it's all performance, mm-hmm. but you can also do a lot of that. But like I said, that's in the moment. And I'm trying to work on it, and it looks like anytime I do it, it works.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It does.
That's what I'm saying.
It makes it better. To me,
yeah.
I've seen you do it
right.
a couple times, and it makes a better performance.
Yeah.
I took it because, at first, you know, when people would do something similar to what I was going to talk about, I was like, man, I can't do that. Let me try something else. But, you know, tonight I tried to segue off of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys was talking about kids.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. You know? So it was like, and then I came in with my stuff.
Right. Yeah. They were doing that all night.
Yeah.
I noticed that shit.
Yeah. I mean, but I was going to try it out anyway.
Right.
That was something I was going to do anyway. I wanted to try out my material.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff I've, you know, had notes of. But I just, and this is just my personal thing. It's like phones and notepads don't belong on the mic. I don't care if it's open mic or not.
I agree, man. I mean, it's part of the performance, but people use it as like a time to go up there and scroll through. Oh, what else I got? What else I got? What else?
Mm-mm.
I mean, I get you. I got it. I'm with you, man. I don't want to.
Especially like
I don't
when it's
ever
people like
to,
younger than me. It's like, okay, I'm 48.
That's a young mentality.
You can't think. You can't go through what you got, your material in your mind.
I mean, maybe.
I took a break when the lady was sounding like she was gasping for air, laughing at one of my
jokes. Yeah.
I took that moment to think about what I'm gonna say next.
Okay.
And plus her laugh was tripping me out.
Yeah, of course.
It sounded like pneumonia, drunk garble.
What the fuck? Pneumonia, drunk gargle.
That's what it sounded like to me. It was like, and it lasted for a while. It actually made me laugh.
That's a hell of a description.
Yeah. Like, she gave out this, like, drunk pneumonia gargle laugh, and it was like,
what did I say, ammonia?
Yeah, but it's pneumonia, but
pneumonia drunk gargle.
Yeah, you know, like, that's what it like was. She said she was a teacher.
Teaching.
Her dude looked like.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Well, never mind.
Come on. Hey, we had a good night. That's all.
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Like I said, for the most part, you know, for what it was. Mm. You know what I mean? For the amount of this many people in the audience, but 10,
you know what? What,
10 comics.
It 10 was comics.
Because you got feedback, a little bit.
You got feedback, you got laughs.
I didn't really, dude, I just kind of worked on shit. It was fun.
But you got laughs.
Yeah. Oddly, yeah.
You got laughs. I like the vibe, bro.
Yeah, it's a good vibe. It's a good vibe. It's comics. It seems like comics helping comics there. You know what I mean?
Looking, I like it.
Instead of trying to act like they're better than somebody.
Yeah, I like it.
I don't know who does that, but
somebody does that? You mean it's comics that come in and act like they're better? They do they set and then they bounce? They actually do that?
People do that.
They do that?
Yeah.
Here in Cleveland?
Man, they be running around like it's New York City.
What?
New York City?
Like it's a club full of headliners and they're all good. And they do their set and then they leave?
Yeah. They don't care about what you have to say. They just want to go and do their own thing.
Oh, my goodness. They do stuff like that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is amazing.
Like, it's pretty poor. I don't like it. Not one bit.
You know, it's like you go up, you do your set, okay? And then you leave like you're the headliner. Like you have other sets to do. Now you got other.
But they do.
Well, they do. They have other spots. Open mics to do.
Yeah.
You know what? That's where, and we got to bring back that merch, the professional open micers.
I mean, look. It's a spot. They're working out their shit, man. There's people. We kind of respect the room and the craft. That's where we fail.
Because we respect the room and the craft?
Yeah, because, I mean, not necessarily fail, but other people see it as like, because they, look, dude, they did the respect, some people do the respectful thing. They wait the one comedian and then they bounce. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They just feel like, okay, I'm going to go hit this other mic and try this joke that, eh.
I get that because tonight I wanted to go back up. I feel like sometimes it was like.
Right? Sometimes you want a second chance.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of what it is. Look, I think Chappelle.
Joe, turn that sound off, bro.
Yeah, right.
The fuck? Okay.
Certain comedians, they'll say like, they'll start. I think Chappelle said it. Like in like New York City, he can go to one club, and by the time he gets to the last club, that joke's worked out. Because he'll go this and he'll be like, oh, I found this tag on this one and blah, 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 blah. And he'll have this. And by the time he hits like the fourth, fifth mic that night.
Okay, but
This is New York City. This is a different animal.
And I'm sure you have audiences.
100%. Yeah, this is the big difference. This is the difference we're talking about compared to open mics here in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll have some audiences, but let's keep it real. Most of the ones that are in bars are people that came with the people that are going up or just people that stumbled in. Most of them aren't giving your attention. It all depends on if the room's divided or not as far as, like, a curtain or some stuff.
Well, see, here's the thing that, you know, that kind of, like, makes me wonder or look at Cleveland a little differently.
Haters.
We have Hilarities.
Oh, yeah, Club. That's what I'm saying.
We have the Improv, which is now the Funny Bone Comedy Club.
Right.
And versus, like, other cities
who have same clubs. They have the same Funny Bones.
They have
the same club,
but they have, like, open mics.
Exactly. They groom other comedians within
But I think that's going to change soon.
You think?
because
maybe because of the funny bone. Well, I'm going to say the hilarities haven't been doing it.
Well, I'm going to say because of the funny bone is changing command soon.
That's that club.
That's what I hear.
Okay.
Maybe it will be, but
you know what's going to happen. All of our friends are going to pile in that bitch, boy. We're going to see everybody in Cleveland at that motherfucker once they start.
As they should.
100%.
As they should, because simply because it's like...
It's a that's what they need, though.
Absolutely.
And R.I.P. Pete.
Yeah, rest in peace, Pete.
R.I.P. Pete. He was trying to do that damn thing, man, for everybody.
But
that,
see, the thing is, it's
people
like...
People were shitting on him, man.
If the improv or hilarities had an open mic night... Yeah, everybody would be there. Everybody would be there, and plus, you know,
it'd be like lines like in fucking Austin.
That, and plus, it'd be, you have to do a month in advance, and probably. Plus, it will actually be an audience there. You know,
which because, is dope.
Yeah, because this is what I realized that you know people in especially in this area, they like to be entertained, and if they can,
yeah.
and they can see some up and coming comic, and they feel safe. Going.
Yeah.
They feel safe
right. I see where you're going with
feel
that
safe
one.
Parking yeah. their vehicle and yeah. you know, like, you know, I mean, because to be honest with you, you know, Cleveland is a nice city, but it is, you know, it can be rough at times. But if they feel safe going.
Every city can.
If they feel safe going to, like, to a big name like the Improv or Hilarities or something like that. Which is now Funny Bone.
Right.
They would come and check out, I think, you know, up-and-coming comics. I really believe that.
I don't think so. Yeah. It's a night out. It's down, especially the location.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It brings in people because of the location. Oh, let's go see comedy tonight. It's not that much as a regular weekend show.
Yeah, like a weekend show. You know what I mean? You know what? You know, because some guys are going to be working out the... their sets. Let's go there for drinks and some food.
And think about this. I mean, well, most of them, I guess, I was going to say this, but I guess I'm kind of contradicting myself, but I was going to say most of the local grown talent would have a place to kind of work out their stuff as well, as opposed to just trying to work it out during sets on Saturday and Friday shows. But for the most part, they bring in headliners and then local people kind of open up here and there is what I'm kind of gathering from what we see being posted.
Yeah.
Is that what it seems like? And every once in a while, they'll be able to get a group of local people to put on a show.
I mean, certain comics move like that. Cat Williams made it loud and clear that he doesn't move like that.
Right.
You know, with the Ali Sadiq situation.
What do you mean? I didn't hear that part.
Yeah,
of the whole
I mean, there was a rift between Ali Sadiq and Cat Williams, and the thing was he was performing in Houston. I guess that's where Ali Sadiq is from.
Yeah.
Ali Sadiq was under the impression that he was going to perform with Cat Williams. It did not happen. Cat Williams said he wasn't aware of that. He said he brings his own comedians. He doesn't, when he tours, he doesn't. Like, seek out local talent.
Yeah.
He said he brings his own.
People travel with their own.
And I get that.
100%.
And then he said that, you know, Ali Sadiq was under the impression that, you know, maybe it was a paid gig for him, but he didn't let him perform, but he did pay him, which I think was more than fair.
Yeah.
But I think it was worth the conversation with Cat Williams versus then a blast. And, you know, I don't know that situation.
Especially at his, where he's at, where he can probably have that conversation. Yeah.
Correct. Even though,
you know. It's not like me saying, man, I always thought I was going to be able to do it with him coming to Cleveland. I thought I could get up, but.
Yeah. Basically, you know, Ali Sadiq is a very fine comedian.
Yeah.
He's very popular.
Well-known.
He's well-known, but I could say he's a well-known, fine comedian. Versus Cat Williams is like a household name.
100%. I mean, I get it. Yeah, but that doesn't mean he, you know, he can't talk or say anything.
No, not at all. And Cat Williams is a gentleman enough to acknowledge him as his peer.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, Cat Williams would, you know, even on you and I level, will acknowledge us
as his peer. I think he would.
I think he would. Yeah. You know, and a lot of national touring movie stars and comedians has acknowledged us
as peers, which is dope. And that shows me that, like I said, once again, I tell you this all the time, we'll ride with the people that fuck with us. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
And we've seen just in this little bubble of Cleveland comedy of who does and who doesn't, which is still boggles my mind.
You know what? You know, while we're thinking about this, while we're talking about this, I want to say shout out to the friend of our show, Greg Morton. And
shout out to Greg, and
go check out his new movie that's coming out. Mean Girls. What is it? Part three or two?
I don't know. No, it can't be part two because I think there's already a part two. But
well, part three. Check out Mean Girls Part Three, with a friend of the show, Greg Morton. You know, you guys seen him from America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And if you're ever
bam,
if you ever have the opportunity to check out a Greg Morton show,
oh, you don't want to miss that.
I mean, this guy is high energy.
High
from beginning to end. You won't be bored. You will be laughing from the beginning to end. Shout out to Greg Morton.
Shout out to Greg Morton.
Love you, man.
Yeah, love you. He's been nothing but a gentleman and a scholar, as they say in these worlds. Look, and he'll talk to you after the show.
Yeah.
He'll be there to talk to you after the show.
Yeah.
He ain't somebody like will come in and you'll see and then they'll just not be there and people will sell you shirts.
Well, you know, not only like not trying to get his merch off, but you know, he would be there to talk to you versus like this.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I don't even think he sells merch, does he?
I don't know. Maybe you need to make some merch for him to sell. I don't know.
Hmm.
Me not know. Yeah, man.
Hold on. Is that cultural appropriation? Am I allowed to do that accent?
Snow did it.
And Farmer.
I lick your boom boom down.
I lick your boom boom down. Stinky little butthole. Let's wipe it without baby wipes. You stinky butthole.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Comedy's weird like that, man. You'll go, you'll do shows like this, who was barely anybody there, but you find gems. And you know what's crazy? And I guess this is what it is. I've heard so many times comedians talk about these types of shows and ain't shit, but these are the ones you need. Mostly they talk about shit bar shows, but this wasn't even a shit bar show because it was just comedians, so it didn't even matter.
Well, okay.
But what I'm saying, though, to get through in any situation and this and that, but this one helped with just riffing, and then you find one little gem you can build on.
Or... for all those that think that some little magical dude in the TAM is going to help them out with their career, you know, you perform at these little places, people don't know who people are, really.
100%.
They don't know who people
are. Who's sitting there. Yep.
You never know.
You don't.
And, you know, you go and you do your thing, you commit, you know, like, you know, for the guy, for example, the guy that I was teasing with, like, you know, when he came in and laid out on the couch, I'm like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a good response.
Oh, that show was hilarious. No, he was cool.
Yeah, he was cool, but that was comedy.
Right. 100%.
You know, yeah, right. Initiated by moi, but it was like, it was still comedy.
Dude, I tell you, you got magic powers and that ice breaking abilities.
But it's like we comics, though.
Yeah, but people are fucking stuck. I'm one of them. When I go to a room with people I really don't know to kind of try and just break the ice and say, hey, how you doing? And just open conversation.
Yeah, it was like...
People are guarded. Now, if somebody would come up to me and ask me a question, I'd been all like, hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. But to be the one to initiate.
Yeah, when
it's
I
tough.
Went in there, I only recognized Buddy. A
couple of people.
Yeah, a couple of people.
I recognized that dude, Justin, but I didn't know his name off rip. I just remembered him from... the spot.
Yeah, right.
Shot the other Justin.
How the fuck did I remember his name?
That's why I told him. I was like, oh, the other Justin.
The fuck? Are you going to be like, I don't remember his name.
Because.
He has the same name as you.
I know the face, but most of the time I'm high.
But
so
how many times do you make people his
name
Justin?
I don't know the name Justin either.
His name is the same as yours.
I know. So now I know again. It's hard. You have to identify more than once.
Like, so that's irrelevant. That's the same relevance. It's like, hey, mate, I know I met you, but what's your name? And he's like, Cordell. And I'm like,
oh, shit.
Say it ain't so. Your name is Cordell, just like mine, and I couldn't remember.
Well, you're not a pothead.
I know. I don't smoke pot.
You don't smoke
pot. I'm real cool. I chill to the max. I might act crazy, but I don't smoke pot. Oh, no way.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so, yeah, man, it was a good night of comedy. I like the vibe. You know, I'd rather be in a room full of five solid people than a crowd full of 100 fake mother effers.
I got you.
100%. That's just how I feel.
No, I got you 100%. That's just how I feel. I understand.
And you know, shout out to Hatfield. Shout out to Greg Morton. And you know what? Who else shout out to?
Who?
Old Cripple Bastard.
Old Cripple Bastard. OC, man.
Shout out to you, baby.
Yo, yo, yo.
I can't walk.
Hey, I apologize. We shouldn't have been doing this since the new year. I be forgetting high moments in this piece. I know you be watching every episode, and this is for you.
Shout out to you, baby.
Yeah. And he brought up, he commented on this last episode. What did he say? I'm going to try and remember off of my memory, but you know how that goes. He brought up the fact that he disagrees about the fact that, because he is a casual fan of comedy, but I think he misspoke. Correct me if I'm wrong. He said he likes Omar Epps in movies, but he doesn't like his stand-up. Was he talking about Michael Epps?
Must be Mike Epps.
I think he's talking about Mike Epps.
It has to be, because Omar Epps does not do comedy.
He's Mike Tomlin.
So he's
damn, we're side by side. Now, hold on. Bam! If Mike Tomlin needs an actor to play his, like, documentary or whatever the
case,
it'll
be no need.
It's
nobody cares about the Steelers.
Omar Epps. Bam.
Who cares?
You care.
No one. No one cares about the Squealers.
Anyway. OCB. I think
Old Cripple Bastard?
Yeah, I think he meant Mike Epps.
Mike Epps.
But either way, that's what he said. He said he disagrees because he's a casual fan, and he likes that, but he doesn't like it. And he can quote jokes, but he's not a real fan of his stand-up, but he likes.
I got it.
But it's still emotionally evoked.
I get it.
It's still emotionally evoked.
Yeah, I'm glad you understand that. You know,
but shout out to OCB.
America is ran on emotion.
I know you bringing that bitch back up, but back, it's not about emotion. It's about OCB. Keep doing the dang thing. Shout out to you.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right. Who's that, Smurf?
It's JoJo being a JoJo. He's over there being a JoJo. But
You see his OCD. OCB, you see his OCD. He can't put his phone down when he gets a text.
You know what? Shout out to everybody that's watching. I'm glad everybody
tuned
in.
Shout out to everybody.
Hey, don't forget to hit the like and subscribe. Where can they find you at?
All the time. Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people. Check out the website, justinfullercomedy.com.
I am the _great_CoreE. That's where you can find me on Instagram, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
That's right. Love everybody.
Peace.
About to rock it out. Peace.
Pow.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.